The Anton Savage Show on News Talk.
Sinn Féin stalwart Brian Stanley has announced his resignation from the party. Brian Stanley, of course, chair of the PAC and a significant figure in Sinn Féin. I'm joined by Barra Media political correspondent Sean Defoe. Sean, before we get to the resignation of Brian Stanley, maybe give us just a quick précis on Brian Stanley himself.
Yeah, I mean, Brian Stanley first elected in 2011 to the Dáil. He's been a member of Sinn Féin for over 40 years, long-standing member of the party, chair of the Public Accounts Committee at the minute, or at least he was up until last night. That would probably be taken away from him as it's a Sinn Féin role at the minute. Quite an even-keeled TD, probably not someone who has sprung onto the national stage a huge amount, but a very solid TD on the benches for them for a long time before there was ever the huge rise in support of Sinn Féin that we saw over the last couple of years in the big election. Seen as a pretty even-keeled kind of guy. I think he's an accountant by background and quite forensic in the numbers, which lent him quite well when he was in this role as chair of the PAC. So to see someone like that, who was not, you know, a new TD who maybe was shocked by the party or anything like that, but someone who's been involved with Sinn Féin for four decades, resign last night was quite a shock.
Now, that chairmanship of the PAC, for an opposition party, that is quite the jewel in the crown. That is one of the best roles that can be gifted to an opposition TD. So it gives some indication of the esteem in which he was held within the party.
Yeah, absolutely. It's one of the most powerful roles within the Oireachtas committees. The PAC probably isn't as fiery or as powerful a body as it was in the past. And we all remember it getting into trouble for some of those very firing hearings over the years. But under the chairmanship of Brian Stanley, it has been very forensic, looking into things like the National Children's Hospital, like different overspends, and has issued a number of quite big reports. So he was someone who was held in quite high regard, not necessarily an exciting TD on the public face of it or on the airwaves or anything like that. But certainly someone who's very solid.
His method of resignation has elements of scorched earth to it. Let me read a large chunk of what he had to say, because he wasn't pulling any punches. He said, "I am announcing my resignation from Sinn Féin with immediate effect. After 40 years of service to Sinn Féin, I will now continue working as an independent TD on behalf of constituents who have always treated me in a fair and respectful manner. In recent months, a certain clique within the party have gone to extreme lengths to damage my reputation and character. No efforts have been spared by them in this regard. On foot of a, quotes, complaint, I was recently brought before an internal party, quotes, inquiry. Given what has transpired and the work of my legal team, what is very clear is this process has lacked objectivity, was seriously flawed, and was devoid of impartiality. This, quotes, inquiry has been shown to have lacked any shred of credibility, not least due to a significant abuse of process. In many ways, it resembled a type of kangaroo court. Legal examination of this matter will continue. Considering what I have experienced and how Sinn Féin has dealt with this and other matters across the wider party in recent months, I can no longer have confidence in it." Sean, that is going out swinging, isn't it?
Absolutely. Highly damning. I mean, the term kangaroo court even brings all sorts of connotations. Now, we're at somewhat of a disadvantage in that we don't know the particulars of this. We don't know what the accusation against him was. We don't know the full processes that were gone through or not gone through. But obviously, he has brought in the solicitors on this. He's brought in his legal team to have a look at it. And it would have to be something of fairly significant consequence for him to decide after four decades and after a long time being a very senior member of the party that I'm going to have to step away. Now, this is, you know, not the first time that we have heard accusations within Sinn Féin that certain members of the party or the party background or the National Party were sort of out to get a certain TD. We saw it in the recent resignation of Patricia Ryan as well, who was saying that she was censored by the local branch in what she could put on social media, and the questions to party leadership from her were also being were asked to be submitted and sort of censored before they ever got to party leadership. So this is a whole other branch then of accusation, that not only was someone making a complaint and the procedures followed, but that those procedures were not followed properly and were very much angled against him. And it leaves Sinn Féin with an absolutely massive headache, not only in the Laois constituency as it is now, because they in both Laois and Offaly now have a former Sinn Féin TD who is likely to run and likely to keep the seat and keep them out. Carol Nolan, the TD who left a number of years ago over the abortion issue in Offaly, now Brian Stanley in Laois. But you've lost two TDs, one of our senior member of the party, in the space of a week. And all of this coming together is starting to feel like death by a thousand cuts for Sinn Féin. You have it on top of the Michael McGonagall stuff. You have it on top of the poor local and European election results that they had in June. And none of their policies that they've launched over the last while seem to be sticking and hitting with the electorate. So it does very much for Mairead and McDonald seem now to be coming from all sides.
What so far, if anything, has Sinn Féin said in response to Brian Stanley's resignation?
As of contacting you right now and talking to you, nothing. I have had a request in with the press office for a statement and for more of those details to be given to us on what the particulars of the investigation were, and more of that no doubt will come out over the coming days. But as of now and time of recording, nothing from Sinn Féin officially.
There does seem to be a certain irony to the chair of the PAC, a body dedicated to transparency in public office, resigning over a complaint where we don't know what the complaint is and nobody has stated the nature of it.
Yeah, you would think so. Obviously, he wasn't going to state it himself if he thinks it's a false complaint and something that was false that was brought against him. We will see whether that will come out in the coming days, and Sinn Féin wants to air more of that and put it out there in the public sphere. But it does also, just even the nature of how this has come out, the nature of how Patricia Ryan's resignation goes back to this image that Sinn Féin has been trying to shed for years of there is someone in the background pulling strings and controlling things and trying to influence the public face of the party. And we have heard from others who have resigned down through the years, be they councillors or TDs, that they felt as a TD they had very little power, that an awful lot of their life and their role was controlled by party headquarters in who they hired. If you remember Violet Ann Wynne, who left in Clare, said that she couldn't even pick her own staff, that they enforced staff upon her from party headquarters who then didn't want to work for her, didn't have any interest in actually supporting her. So there's an awful lot of this idea that it's, you know, shady figures from Belfast or whatever way you want to put it who are pulling the strings of the TDs, and this sort of feeds into it again, that somewhere within the party there aren't the processes in place to fairly look after complaints and look after procedures. And this will, I'm sure, form into the review then that the incoming General Secretary has been asked to do of their governance.
Although, of course, in Brian Stanley's instance, the additional interesting element is that he is suggesting, he's making a fairly clear allegation of a vendetta. That line that says a certain clique within the party have gone to extreme lengths to damage my reputation and character, and no efforts have been spared by them in this regard. That's a fairly stinging accusation.
100%. Yeah. I mean, he has said, right, look, here are people. They have gone out of their way to get rid of me through some form or another and to damage my reputation. And remember, like, his family is steeped in Sinn Féin. I mean, Brian Stanley's wife is, I think, now the only Sinn Féin councillor in Laois left. So if they were hoping to raise her up and run her as election candidate, I don't think somehow or another that's going to happen. But there is clearly a very serious grievance between him and the local organisation and then the national organisation as well. And for someone to go, I mean, you spent 40 years in an organisation, whether it be Sinn Féin or anywhere else, you know how it works. You know the levers that people can or can't use against you. And to go out and say there was a kangaroo court, they are out to get me, I'm out of here. Pretty big and pretty damning.
The Anton Savage Show on News Talk.